sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Hi, you're tuning in to Shorelines Radio. This is Chandler, also known as the Salty Sasquatch. I'm sitting here with Alexandra B. Fishin' and Robert Luglix, the manager at Fish and Frank's.
Hello.
Hi. Salty Sasquatch, I like it.
Yep. You know, you see me sitting out on the beach covered in salt.
makes sense.
I bet you get pretty salty beach fishing.
Yeah, oh yeah, especially.
How can I get salty beach fishing or stay unsalty beach fishing?
Well, first step is go to the beach.
Okay.
So you're referring to like just fishing in general from the beach, like our technical surf fishing?
Yeah, I've heard of that. I know nothing about it.
Okay.
If you're surf fishing, does there need to be sand involved?
Yes.
That usually, not rocks.
That usually comes with the beach.
Okay. So what do I need?
Well, fishing in Southwest Florida is completely different than anywhere else in Florida, or the East Coast for that matter. You know, up in the Northeast and even on the East Coast, say from Jupiter North, they do technically do what everyone does as far as surf fishing goes, where they're using 10, 12, 14-foot long rods and trying to cast out on the other side of the breakers.
Is that the point of the long rod, is to cast farther?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the longer the rod is, the more distance you will get on a cast.
Okay.
And plus, they're using fairly heavy lead, anywhere from 2 ounces all the way up to like 8 ounces, just to get it to hold, because they're getting that line out just on the other side of those breakers, but those waves are still hitting their line. So they need it to sit as stationary and as tight as possible so they can detect a bite that they're getting. And it doesn't matter if they're fishing for little pompano or flounder in the surf up there on the other coast, or if they're fishing for stripers and bluefish. It's still basically the same technique. But over here on our coast, we don't have really those breakers the way they do here. Most of our fish species are within the first 50 feet of the shoreline, so you don't have to have that long rod. You don't have to have that big sinker. Only when you get near or fishing in one of the passes from the beach, that's a different, totally different ballgame. But going out to just a regular beach, let's say your family's having an outing and you want to fish while they're swimming and frolicking and having a good time, your setup's going to be very, very similar to what you would use traditionally for inshore flats fishing.
Yeah. And I think here on this coast, too, we have some great opportunity to throw, like, smaller artificials and not kind of be restricted to, you know, live or dead bait or whatever. And we get, I don't know,
a ton of different species. Because,
yeah,
I mean,
there's huge diversity.
Yeah, what could I catch?
It depends on the time of the year.
Okay.
You know, because we have our snook that migrate,
yep,
off into the Gulf and in onto the beaches during the summertime, say in late April, and they're out there all the way through until September, October, in very, very fishable numbers, and then they thin out and migrate in. But during the wintertime, you get whiting, which are also called everywhere else Gulf kingfish.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. A lot of people from the Carolinas north call them kingfish, but totally different animal here, so we call them whiting. And then you've got your sheep's head. And then, of course, you've got flounder, jacks, other little oddball fish that will come and go throughout the whole year. And every now and then you get some of your pelagic fish that will move in very close to shore, like Spanish mackerel, which are very catchable from shore by casting to them.
Why am I going to be finding sheep's head on the beach? Don't they like hanging around oysters? And
but you'll find them coming and going from point A to point B throughout the whole wintertime, because you'll have fish that like to migrate off shore to one of the nearshore reefs or ledges, and then they come back in to come in through the passes and stuff. but one of their primary food sources are their, you know, sheep's head or a crustacean feeder. And for anyone up north, there's a difference. You got sheep head.